You're listening to SBS News.
Restrictions are easing and the arts and entertainment sector is beginning to regain momentum after a trying 2020 saw live performances shut down. Wiradjuri man Joel Bray is one choreographer, excited to be getting back on stage once again.
It's everything to be back in the studio with live human beings breathing and moving. It's even having to socially distance, but it's been amazing just to do. Like, my craft is live, right? So it's been amazing.
As a passionate dancer, Joel has had a rough year. He's been unable to perform, isolated in Melbourne and living off JobKeeper.
Lockdown in Melbourne was really grim. It was really, really tough. Yeah. You could feel, it was interesting because everyone you knew who was going through it, we almost would go through these phases together.
That financial and impassioned hardship was echoed at the Sydney Dance Company, says its artistic director, Raphael Bonacella.
Our loss in revenue was huge because we, you know, all of the performances that we had planned, all of the ticket sales went out of the window.
Until now.
We are so incredibly excited that after such a difficult year where we have had to cancel 74 performances so far, a national tour, an international tour, we are finally going back on stage. It feels like there is light after the tunnel.
The company's back with the live performances they're calling New Breed. They feature four choreographers compiling contemporary dances for audience members. Raphael has chosen Joel as one of them. And Joel is excited to be sharing his culture with others once again.
Maybe what I do doesn't look like traditional dance, but the way I make my work is deeply rooted in Wiradjuri ways of making work.
His new work is telling the story of his inspiration to dance.
It's the moment that I remember being out on Wiradjuri country watching a flock of birds dancing together, and it was one of those inspiring moments that made me decide to become a dancer.
With borders still shut and international artists and performers unable to take to Australian stages, the industry as a whole has more room for homegrown talent to show off. Something Julie Dyson, the Ausdance National Vice President, supports.
I think for the smaller companies and the large companies to have these opportunities to be commissioned for new work by the local festivals is very exciting.
Performers are hoping to do their part in the revival of the economy as it looks beyond the pandemic recession. But they're still keeping in mind one thing, says Julie Dyson.
There have been multiple job losses in that time, so we need to be mindful of the industry as a whole and the issues around re-establishing careers.
And while life slowly but surely begins to feel normal again, Joel hopes this is only the beginning for live performances. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Fryer, SBS News.